Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities vary as the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are with Monocle's Charlie German as he talks us through the rich and varied culinary delights on offer in Cork, Ireland's second city.
In the southwest of Ireland and on the banks of the River Lee, Cork, or as the locals refer to it, the real capital, is a true culinary hotspot. First place to visit is a Cork institution, the iconic English Market, bang in the city centre, a bustling Victorian covered marketplace packed full of artisans trading products from the local to the international. Maneuver your way under the barrel vaulted ceilings to the Alternative Bread Company and pick up a loaf of traditional Irish buttermilk soda bread. Loaf under your arm, wander over to O'Connell's Fishmongers, which offers freshly caught fish arriving daily from Castletown Bear in West Cork. Get yourself a slice of the very popular oak smoked salmon to pair with your bread. Even Queen Elizabeth herself visited the marketplace during a state visit in 2011. Pat O'Connell, the fishmonger, welcomed the Queen and pointed at a monkfish. He said it resembled his mother-in-law. The Queen laughed uproariously. Across a few stalls to O'Reilly & Sons Butchers, established in 1910. Here get a good serving of tripe, drisheen and crubeen, some offal hors d'oeuvres to chew with relish. Tripe is the stomach lining of a sheep or cow, drisheen a variety of blood pudding, and crubeen are pig trotters. All famous in the market due to its long-standing history of providing salted beef and pork to sailors circumnavigating the globe, departing from the coastal harbour of Cove. Exit the English Market and amble along to the Michelin-starred Itchy Gutchy on Fens Quay. Patrons sit on stools or at the counter and observe the chef, Takeshi Miyasaki, at work in the open kitchen. Experience Japanese haute cuisine fused with local ingredients. In fact, Miyasaki uses local English Market crubeens to make his tonkotsu dishes. The menu offers items that are grilled, steamed, pickled, stewed, in rice, soup and sashimi, all reflecting the seasons. Sample the spring dishes, pickled iwashimisu with sardine, rhubarb wakame and shiso tozazu. Crunch on a canny cream croquette with Castletown Bear crab and yuzu koji mayonnaise, and perhaps knock back a sake. A man in Tokyo once told me to never drink hot sake, as it will give you a roaring hangover. He continued to confidently say that drinking it ice cold under no circumstance would give you a hangover. From experience, I can categorically confirm this is untrue. After a succulent meal of Japanese cuisine, check out Alchemy Coffee and Books on Barrack Street. They use 3FE independent Irish coffee roasters. I promise a sip of the coffee in Alchemy will make the drinker release an audible ah in pleasure. The cafe has used books to flick through, alternating art exhibitions from local artists decorate the walls, and all of this adds the creative and relaxing ambience. For dinner, look no further than Paradiso, an internationally acclaimed vegetarian restaurant. Known for its innovative menu, Paradiso uses local ingredients for an international taste. Braised turnip, sprouting broccoli and chili-glazed pan-fried tofu with pak choi are some of the highlights on the diverse, locally sourced menu. Even for the most carnivorous of meat eaters, this vegetarian gem is a culinary highlight of the city. After such a gastronomic odyssey, a final calling to the Abbey Tavern is much needed. On the way to the pub, take a postprandial stroll through University College Cork and admire the neo-Gothic quadrangle and cloisters. Now, for an evening stout digestif in the Abbey Tavern, a pint of Murphy's, referred to me once as the glorious mud of the River Lee. Make sure to bring along a copy of Night Boat to Tangier by Kevin Barry, long listed for the Booker Prize last year. This very pub features in the book and gives the reader great insight into the colloquialisms, the lyrical accents, and the culture of this great city. Wind down the evening in a snug, crack open a bag of cheese and onion crisps, and hopefully you'll be treated to a boisterous sing-song as the night rolls on and on. For Monocle, I'm Charlie German.
This has been episode number 176 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Charlie for this week's tour in Cork. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.